You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's corporate leaders have offered to lend their support to the COVID-19 vaccine rollout to encourage more people to get the jab. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and health officials met with corporate leaders virtually to discuss plans to boost vaccination numbers.
And we were joined by more than 30 of Australia's leading CEOs and representatives of Australia's leading industry representative groups. CEOs from Coles, from the Commonwealth Bank, from Telstra, Wesfarmers, Virgin, Qantas and many other companies were present for this virtual discussion.
With just over 9% of the population fully vaccinated, schemes to incentivize people to get inoculated were a high priority. Wesfarmers, the owners of Bunnings and Officeworks, offered their sites as possible destinations for mass vaccination hubs, as did other businesses. Possible vaccine incentives were also raised, with airlines suggesting offering frequent flyer points to people who get vaccinated. In the United States, businesses and states have already been offering bonuses such as free beer, lotteries, and even marijuana in an effort to increase vaccine uptake. Mr. Frydenberg says this is a time for Australians to come together.
This work builds on the work that we've done to date as a group. I'm very grateful to all the CEOs and industry leaders who are with us representing all sectors across the economy. This is very much a Team Australia moment. This is another important time for us to come together in the national interest.
COVID-19 Vaccine Task Force head, Lieutenant John Fruin, says it's about relieving pressure on the healthcare system.
Now, workplace vaccination won't be for every workplace, and it won't be immediately. There will be a time in the year when we have the adequate supplies to support workforce vaccination. But in the meantime, industry have offered up workforce perhaps to support administration around setting up other pathways for vaccination.
Labor, however, says the business meeting is just another picture opportunity, with opposition leader Anthony Albanese calling it an exercise in public relations.
This government has just let people down, and it's too obsessed by its own PR. I mean, today we're going to see, we've seen an announcement of a business roundtable. Well, a business roundtable isn't a vaccine rollout. It's a PR exercise.
Jim Chalmers, Labor's Treasury spokesman, is questioning why businesses weren't brought in earlier.
The problem here is the Prime Minister has gone missing when the country needs him to get his bungled vaccine rollout back on track. No amount of blame shifting and finger pointing and co-opting business or generals can make up for the fact that the Morrison government has stuffed up vaccines from the very beginning. If this conversation with business was so important, why did it take Josh Frydenberg 18 months to arrange it? Once again, the problem wasn't a lack of business input. The problem here is a lack of vaccines.
With demand for vaccines outstripping supply, businesses won't come into the equation until more stocks are available. And that won't be until October, when the bulk of mRNA vaccines are expected to arrive. In the meantime, Australia's rollout continues to lag behind the rest of the world. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.